بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. For the last few nights we bring in this kitab as barakat to the majlis. We're going to get into a few to read from it. These are beautiful bayans of our dada Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh in regards to a person's islah. When it comes to islah, as we've been mentioning, and we learned from our Shaykh also, islah, reformation, we've come here to reform our lives. We've come here to reform our lives and to really understand what is deen about. As today, we learned from our Shaykh also in Jum'ah, hum samjhe nahi, samjhaya gaya ho. Yalla, we haven't understood. Yalla, you make us understand. Hum samjhe nahi, Allah samjhaya. So we haven't really understood, Ya Allah, what it is to have a real, true, deeny life. Now and then we taste it, Ramadan, tears will come out a bit, and then we go for Umrah sometime, something will happen in life. We get a little bit of taste of what really deen is about. But you want this now full time. The way I know my deen, understand how to navigate my life, and what to do at every given moment, that my life is now been through islah, has been reformed, it's changed, and life will become enjoyable. So we have to learn our deen. We're here to learn our deen and to reform every part of my life. From my a'mal, as you mentioned now, from my wuzu, ghusl, taharat. That's why I got to get that right. Many of us are still now learning what we learned in maktab that time. And we're doing it just the same now. What I learned in maktab, how we learned it, playing around. So we're still carrying on. One ustaz, Mufti Patel Sahib Rahimullah, you say, یہ دین تمہارے باپ دادا کے میراث نہیں ہے یہ دین تمہارے باپ دادا کے میراث نہیں ہے سے دس دین از نٹ دی انہیریٹنس اف یور گرینڈ فادر دے کیم ڈاؤن ٹو لو بٹ وی کیرینگ آن ود دی سیم ناؤ دس از نو سٹیکنی کی چیز ہے ہیو ٹو لرن مائی دین سو گو ٹو ڈو واٹ ود اور مائنڈ سیٹ مکتب سے فور چلڈرن مدرسہ فور چلڈرن ناؤ وی آلریڈی پاس ایکسپائری ڈیٹ دیر از نو ایکسپائری ڈیٹ وین اٹ کمز ٹو لرننگ دین واٹ از دی ٹرو ایسنس اف دین that we hear in the bayans, we read in the kitabs, that deen is such an enjoyable thing. How I should be enjoying my salah, how I should be enjoying my Qur'an tilawat. And to us now, it's something that maybe it is like that. But Allah Ta'ala wants to give it. We just got to make islah of certain parts of our lives. Take out the gunas, take out the sins, and as we mentioned, there's so many sins that are found in our lives, but we don't feel it's a sin anymore. We don't feel it anymore. It's just like, a norm, it's part of the business, it's part of home. Whether we have now a Malawi boy working in the house, he's not a part of the house, he is. Doesn't matter, parda, no parda, hijab, no hijab. When he comes to the domestic also, she's in the house, sometimes we're talking to her, she's serving us food, etc. And we take it to be nothing really wrong. But it's absolute, these are major sins. These are major. But because we're not speaking about it, the ulama ikram don't know about it, for those that, mashallah, are in the field of islah, reformation, then they got the finger on the pulse. Then they touch these topics. We can't even become complacent that we have these things within the home and we don't feel anything. Sometimes we have the boy in the yard also that is working. The ladies will go out, no parda, no hijab. Sometimes the hay is open also. The hay is open also. And there's no feeling in the heart that this is a major sin. This is absolutely impermissible. This is haram. A little bit, as I say, a little bit apply the mind, not too much, a little bit apply the mind. I'm starting namaz every day, but we hear the qiraat every day in salah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, show us, give us hidayah towards the straight path. As it says, if you're confused, what to do? If you are confused, what to do? As it gave us wazifa also. I'm not sure what to do. He said, read this ayat 7 times. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. He says, to the extent you're not sure now, Mazid Turaqat Nafil Namaz, read my Quran, say, read this ayat. Because you're asking Allah, Allah, what am I going to do now? Must I go read my Quran Sharif? Must I go and read Turaqat Namaz? Read Salatul Tasbih? Must I go and have a rest? You're uncertain? Alright? And many a time they ask the brothers, do you trust yourself? He said, no. I don't trust myself either. That's why I go to Sheikh. So he tells me now, you must do this. Read the Hidina Salatul Mustaqim. You're asking Allah for guidance. Ya Allah, what am I going to do? Meaning now, Ya Allah, what will please you right now the most? Then Hazrat teaches us also, that before we start the salah, not sunnah anything, But just to connect ourselves, they make dua to Allah. Allahumma atini afdala ma tu'ati ibadaka as-salihin. Ya Allah, to this namaz, give me the best that you gave your pious servants. Give me the best namaz. Give me the best taharat. Give me the best Quran tilawat. Ya Allah, you're asking Allah for the best, He's going to give you. But now we're always living on the negative. You know, my Quran tilawat is not so good now, so I'm not going to read now. And then by this problem, that problem. So you got all the excuses now to say, don't do. But all the excuses to say, don't do. So, it's very important for us to learn our deen. What I was talking about, it was just in my mind. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So we're reading Jazakallah Khair. So we're reading this, we're hearing it every day in Salah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Don't stop, just ponder a little bit after it. Sirat al-ladina al-amta alayhim. Now tafsir, Quran is making tafsir of Quran. Ya Allah, show me this straight path, the path of those whom you have favored. Show me that path of whom you have favored. Now, I haven't given myself a chance to see somebody whom Allah Ta'ala has favored, how he's doing things. How he's doing things. Where I want to see the straight path on the YouTube. That's why I say, is that YouTube bringing deen in my life? Is it bringing deen in my life? Is that TikTok bringing deen in my life? Brothers send to me these things, and most of the time they're sending things opposite of what we are teaching. Now they ask, is this authentic? But why don't you send the right thing? Listening to all the opposite things now, and now they want to verify what this is now the right thing to do. Because this sheikh is saying, you must do it like this, and you must do it like that. But why are you checking all this? We're giving you free. Come and listen to the right things and do the right thing. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I mean, every day we make a dua, Ya Allah, not the path of those upon whom is your anger and those who are gone astray. We say Ameen. We say Ameen and we do immediately the way. غير المغضوب عليهم. Referring to the غير المغضوب عليهم, the Jews. ولا الضالين, the Christians. Say Allah, we don't walk their path. Show us the straight path, not the path upon those upon whom is your anger, that is the Jews. فَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. They return the anger of Allah. Allah's anger upon them. Till Qiyamah. So we sing Ameen. Ya Allah, accept our dua. We don't want to be like them. And not like the Dalin, those who went astray, the Christians. So we sing Ameen. We sing Ameen. Ya Allah, we don't want to be like them. But we're doing it exactly the same like them. Because I don't know better. I don't know any other way. I don't know any other way. That is why, as I say, so importantly, learn what is right. And if you have a weakness in regard to some haram thing, don't make that haram halal. It's my weakness. It's my weakness that I'm going down this way over here, but I know it's not right. Whether it's interest, usury, policies, whether it be insurances, this or that. Now, somehow I'm trying to make it Sharia compliant. Don't make haram halal. It's haram, leave it haram. Halal, it is halal. Alhamdulillah, leave it like that. See, it's my weakness and I need to change it. So here, these nights that we have in I'tikaf is a night of Islam to rectify. First of all, my ibadat must be correct. My taharat has to be correct. My salah has to be correct. And now, also my Hazrat, now for 20 days, every day Hazrat making muzakara of salah. Just check your namaz. Is your namaz correct? Yes, the first step after Iman is Salah. After Iman is Salah, the Ummah right now, they're already preparing for Hajj 1 year before Hajj. Waiting for Hajj walks the way to her. The whole group Hajj walk. Whether there's parada, no parada, how they're dressing, no dressing, but they're preparing for Hajj. So 1 year before, we're already preparing for Hajj. Right? And the anxiety, you don't know how the Hajj is going to be. That to have only farz upon you if you have the means. Salah is 5 times a day farz upon you. Which is more important? That salah, whether you have the means, you don't have the means. Whether you're ill, whether you're healthy. Whether you're on journey, whether you're a muqeem, you're resident. Whether you're in hospital, whether you're at home. Salah is farz. You have to read it. Now have I learned my salah? Here when it comes to Hajj, so many programs. And the ladies also got anxiety. Got to get my, do my Hajj right. Has the experience of my life. Everything documented. What about Salah? Is my Salah correct? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ First thing, all the commands, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لَغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Hazrat says, all these qualities that come after that, that those that turn away from futile actions, those that protect their tongues, they protect their private parts. The whole list Allah Ta'ala gives of the qualities of the believers all depends on the first one. Those that have concentration in salah, all this will follow suit. Is it possible that you get number 3 or number 4 and you skip number 1? Number 1 is salah. Allah says, aflaha. Believers have gained success already. Those that are khashi'un have concentration in the salah. Allah Pak didn't say those that just perform salah. Those that read salah with concentration and devotion. Concentration and devotion, now, do I understand what is concentration, what is devotion in salah? Really what it is about. To go to the ulama ikram, to go to the mashayikh, I need to rectify my namaz. To get the concentration in my salah. First of all, my salah outwardly has to be perfected. How I make my takbirah tahrima, how I tie my hands, how I'm standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how is my feet facing towards the qibla, 4 fingers apart, the feet in a straight line. All these are point training for how I will be out of namaz. Actually, it should be like how they have military training. Imam Sahib is supposed to line up the people. Line them properly. Alhamdulillah, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu used to walk with his sword and make this stuff straight. Now, Hazrat says, I've only seen in arriving till today, alhamdulillah, arriving when they make the surf, they got in every surf, they got a boy, they run across the surf, as the qama is going, we're standing too much front or too much back, pushes you or he pulls you. Stand in a straight line. Because once the line is not straight, then فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Then your hearts will differ. There'll be friction between hearts. Now where is love and muhabbat, where is linked to? The surfs in namaz. Now, we have problem at home. Muhabbat with parents, muhabbat with the wife. Where is starting from? Whether I'm coming for namaz. If I'm coming for salah also, how am I standing in the surf? Am I standing in a straight line? Are my feet straight? My own 2 feet has to be also in the same line. My own 2 feet has to be in a straight line. Then the person next to me, shoulder to shoulder, now we're in a tight surf. Now that will feel the effect of muhabbat and love. Now the same thing, we can export it and transfer it home. So here we can understand that just is 1-2 points that will make islah my namaz also. My namaz is getting corrected. Otherwise I'll never learn. Now to cover up this friction between the hearts, we're not getting along. Now if you don't go to a spiritual doctor, we go to maybe some alim also, alright? Or we go to any family member, I'm not getting along with my wife, we're having these problems. What he'll tell you where you must go? Psychologist. Go psychologist. Go psychiatrist. But where's the problem? I'm not making you for namaz. I'm not standing straight in namaz. Here's the link over there. That is why Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala in Nizamuddin, when he asked that khadim for water, and he brought the glass, as he came near Hazrat, then he tripped and the glass fell. What Hazrat told him? He said, Lagta hai ta ki tumhari namaz sahi nahi hai. It seems as if your namaz is not right. What my namaz going to do with this glass falling? Agar namaz theek hai, to zindagi theek hai. If your namaz was right, then this glass won't fall. If your salah was correct, this glass won't fall. Because Allah Ta'ala has promised when it comes to salah, everything is found in namaz. Namaz is correct, your life will be correct. Hazrat mentioned one time, we gave a bayan about salah. And how, in salah, how you're supposed to focus your eyes. It's a whole exercise. Where I should be looking in the time of when I'm standing up in qiyam, when I go into ruku, where I must look. When I go in sajda, where I must look. One is just the looking only, to focus my eyes correctly in salah. It's already a practice exercise for me out of salah. But that will happen when I'm doing it consciously. Then I remember out of salah also, that I already practiced in salah how to look, how to stand. And then the hands, where the hand should be at every posture, where it should not be. Where the hand should be and when the hand should not be. Now some people have the habit that they'll make takbir at tahrima, they'll drop the hands down in the tights. Hand wasn't supposed to be there. Supposed to be tied immediately. I came up from ruku. And sometimes I came up from ruku where the hand's supposed to be to my side, but the hands is moving, is dangling. So already where the hand's supposed to be right now, where its position supposed to be, it wasn't there. So what's going to happen to my hands out of salah? Same thing. I couldn't get it right in salah, standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever I do in salah will spill over into my life. How I'm going down into sajda, how I'm making my ruku, where I'm looking in sajda, where I'm looking in qoma when I'm sitting in tashahud. How I'm making my sajda also. Am I making my sajda correctly? Are my feet grounded in sajda? Is it lifted up the ground? If I lift my feet off the ground in sajda, my namaz will break. Now how many a person in salah is broken for years is carrying on like that. Then how the life is going to come? Allah has linked everything to his salah. Fully understand the importance of salah, what salah is about. Just to get my namaz right. So all these programs we're having now is just not bayan. But after we finished the i'tikaf, at least one portion of my life was rectified and reformed. Or at least I became conscious of it. Then now I have to learn about these things in salah, I have to get it right. So these things Hazrat was mentioning right now, the last 1-2 weeks, he said, the ummah has gone far from correct salah, so we have to now remind all the time. We have to remind all the time, because naturally we get into our old system again, and back to the old habits. So there has to be mudhakara, there has to be a reminder. When I'm standing up for salah, how do I raise my hands, facing towards the qibla, in line my earlobes, pick up my hands and say Allah Akbar correctly, and how I tie my hands also. I have to learn how to tie their hands. Many of us tie our hands on the navel, above the navel. And if you just tie a little bit now, as you normally, then we'll see where we tie our hands. And how we're supposed to tie it. How beautifully has it explained to how we tie the hands in salah. Like I thought today, we'll just do a quick about namaz also. They better just do it anyway. So as we're standing, both the feet facing towards the qibla. Both the feet facing towards the qibla. And this ulama have studied in kitabs. But unfortunately, we know the theory, but there's no application. So sometimes you see, but that alim, you see, his feet is like that. Happened to me one time. Alhamdulillah, my brother in Masjid al-Hilal, how beautifully he told me also after salah, as I was walking out, he called me. All Otala Motai passed away. Allah make his offer. To be there every Friday for Shabu Ghazari, and he had a very beautiful way of speaking also. So as I was leaving the masjid, or leaving the musalla, so he tapped me and said, Mufti Sahab, can I tell you something? I said, Jee, Haji Sahab, what do you like to tell me? He said, I just want to notify you that in salah, when you're standing up, your one foot is facing towards Karachi, other one is facing towards Istanbul. I said, what a nice way to put it. Karachi and Istanbul. Is he supposed to face towards Medina and Makkah Sharif? Jazakallah. What a lesson, how beautifully he told me. Then Hazrat keeps reiterating that the feet has to be facing towards the Qibla. You are linking yourself now to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When I mentioned this to somebody, he said, this person now has to go for certain type of treatments. He said, Mufti Sahib, what are you talking about? When you're making takbirah tahrima, we're raising our hands, fingers naturally apart. We don't close it, we don't open it. And for our own practice, to get it correctly, the palms or the thumbs in line with the earlobes. The palms in line with the shoulders. So we got it there. We're not going to get it right just by looking at me. We have to look in the mirror. We like the mirror, so mashallah. We can look the whole day and get my namaz right. I'm getting my takbir right. So when I told the brother, let's see, we've got to make it face towards the qibla, feet facing towards the qibla, he said, Mufti Sahib, this is like Reiki. I said, what is Reiki? He said, Reiki, we do treatments. We use the aura and the force of the body for self-healing. So they have a certain, right, or tabis they make, or whatever it is now. And the Reiki, whatever you call him now, yogi or jogi, whatever it is. Now he puts his hand around the knee, you've got a pain over there. And he does some things, and he refocuses now the energy of the knee back into the knee. So they have some jadu they make, Allah knows best how you do it. You see, because the body has energies. The body gives off energy. Alright? So he says, this is the same thing. That now we're focusing ourselves to the source of all the energy in the world, that is the Baytullah. Where Allah tells us, Noor is coming upon them. So when you're making Allahu Akbar, you are now connecting to Baytullah, or your Takbir al-Tahrimah. And you're throwing dunya behind you. You're giving talaq to it. And now we're linking to Baytullah. And then to tie the hands. So when you raise the hands from here you say Allahu Akbar. And it has to be audible. Your Takbir al-Tahrimah has to be loud enough that you can hear it. If you don't hear your Takbir al-Tahrimah, your salah will not start. The Takbir al-Tahrimah has to be audible. Your lips have to move, tongue has to move, little bit sound has to come out also. And if you hear yourself, then only your salah will start. And your salah will not start. If you're behind the Imam Sahib is making a long takbir, Allahu Akbar, and you made your Allah before his Allah, or Akbar before his Akbar, then your salah will not start. You've got to be careful. That you have to make your takbir just after the Imam. Just after the Imam. So you raise the hand facing towards the Qibla, naturally apart, both the feet facing towards the Qibla, and Nadur al-Mukhtar al-Shami, they say, the four fingers apart. Four fingers apart, أَقْرَبُوا إِلَى الْقُشُوعِ. Our Shaykh Sam al-Fadr Rahman Sahib has written in his kitab also, is your salah correct? Four fingers apart, as far as possible. Now has it mentioned also, my Masyula Khan Sahib, Jalalabadi Rahmatullahi, mentioned this in his majlis. Brothers, get your namaz correct. Get your namaz correct. He said he's been repeating it to his murids, to the Khalafa. Get your salah correct. Four fingers apart, feet facing towards the Qibla. He says, we've been telling them, till our throats are gone dry, bodies on deaf ears. Hazrat says, the reason being, when we sit for the majlis, we've got to do four things. He says, listen attentively. Listen attentively with your body. Your entire body has become ears. I'm listening and I'm comprehending, number one. Secondly, intention is, I'm listening to remember. I'm listening to remember. Number three, I'm listening to make amal. And number four, I'm listening to pass it on. Once you make these four intentions, first of all, you will remember what I told you, these 4 points. To listen attentively, with the intention to remember, intention to practice, and intention to pass it on. Who am I going to pass it on to? I got a younger brother, I can tell him. I got a son, make muzakara with him. Go home, make muzakara with the wife. But somebody you pass it on to, the sabak will get stronger for you. Hazrat says, you might not remember the entire bayan off by heart, but when you stand, then the whole thing will come back. Okay, Mawlana said this, he said that, now you start clicking. Allah Ta'ala will make you remember because you made the intention to remember. Now, subhanAllah, Hazrat, what a beautiful mind Allah Ta'ala has given him. He says, the opposite. Why we don't remember? What's the reason? He said, but I'm trying. But do you know what it is to try also? He said, why I don't remember? He said, because I'm not attentive to what I'm doing. Sometimes what I'll do this. I'll say, what's the time? Check again. He saw the time, not to remember. But he saw it. He just saw it now. Then he asked him, what's the time? He said, properly, okay, right, it's 9:55. But he just saw it. How come he didn't remember it? Because the mind is just doing things heedless. Because his mind is not accustomed to being aware. He's just heedless, he's just moving on in life. He's just taking note of every moment of his life to make it valuable. So the life has come out like that. So he's coming back to it. So four fingers apart. Hazrat Imam Masyula Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, I've been telling the people, the Khulafa and the Muridin, Sunnah Kamere, start the Namaz old style, stand on one leg. And with the heart, Hazrat says, one person reading Salah, he says that I'm standing behind him and I can't even see where his hand is really. It's when I went to see in front, deep below the navel, is below everything. He said, don't know whether he's carrying it or something is going to fall. He said, what's wrong? What's happening? He said, below the navel, where are you going to? He says, now, that one extreme. Other person now, they ask him, is your hand below you? But when he says, is it below my navel? See, how big is your navel? Swimming pool. So big navel, it should be below him. But he's got it here. He said, no, still below the navel. He said, where's your navel then? Now, maybe he didn't know what the navel is. You see, we've got to teach the brothers, hand below the navel, four fingers apart. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, to the extent that one murid or khalifa of his, still not getting the feet. Starts namaz and back to normal. Hazrat went from behind him, and he went onto his knees, and he put his four fingers between his feet. And he placed it there. The person is looking, what's happening? Till he realized Hazrat is there, then he put his foot right. Hazrat said, you call his lessons of life. He learned a lesson for his life. Put your feet right, four fingers apart. Put your feet, and even if you have a problem, we learn this from our mashayikh, even if you have some leg problem, don't tell them I can't. Say, I will try. Or don't even say, but Hazrat, you know, I got a problem, this and that. Why are we so accustomed to making excuses? We're accustomed to making excuses. For dunya, we won't make that excuse. The axle of the car is not right. You won't make it, you get it right, somehow. Put it right. I got this car for a bargain cheap. So we have to make it right. I'll use it. The tires will get worn out and wear and tear, but we make a plan. But this now, quickly you make an excuse. Oh, but my leg is not right. I had a soccer injury or this. And just listen. I say, inshallah, I will do it. Allah will do it for you. Allah will do it for you. But we don't have this in us. We are people of excuses. That's why this is the kitab called Kitabul A'dar. Kitab of excuses. He says, Africa's, mashallah, we can fill those pages. What we don't have excuses for. Now school is also, Allah forgive us, used to be late for school, it was normal. So one person also came. So we had a very strict principle. So he told us, write a note why you came late. This bright spark, Bishara, he wrote there, I came late because I didn't come early. What a hiding he got. What a hiding. He was honest. He didn't speak a lie. He came late because he didn't come early. So he taught a lesson of life also by principle. So Hazrat says, four fingers apart. Four fingers apart. Yes, if a person has some problem, but he can still get his feet towards the Qibla at least. That much he can do. If he can't get it now, four fingers apart, he might lose his balance. His legs are going to pain, etc. This is aqrab, is mustahab. It's closest to khushu and concentration. But if he has to put a little bit apart, but practice now and then. But at least he can face towards the Qibla. And then tying their hands is a natural process. Person just has to drop it, and there. We're not sitting low like this. You stand up normal as you are, and drop your hands as low as possible. You get it below your navel. If you try it, you'll see. You won't have to measure it. You won't have to do this, and naturally it will go down like this. The person doesn't do this, his hand will be like this. And this hand will go like this. They said the correct way. Salah is, a mazhar. It's an exhibition of showing love to Allah. Ya Allah, this is how I love you. And I'm showing you. So salah is something which is something full of grace. Something full of beauty. It's not haphazard. Now you leave your hand to hang like this down. It's haphazard. It's tucked in. So if you just drop your hands down and you tie it there, this hand will go in and your hands will go down like that. You got it below your navel. These three fingers are spread out on your forearm. These two, they make a ring around your wrist. And unfortunately, as it says too, we have good ulama also, pious people also, then too their hands are like this. And worse than that, they're just standing like this. Doesn't think anything. And years of namaz is going like this. Years, he doesn't understand the effect of this on his life. Just tying their hands, not in accordance to sunnah. This is the point Hazrat mentioned also, that just tawheed, just to believe in Allah only, in the oneness of Allah, is not sufficient for you to get your jannat. Because the La ilaha illallah is Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is the only way to perform salah, there's no other way. You see, Allah Ta'ala put a stamp for life on Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you want really your tawheed, your oneness, your salah to be valid, it has to be done with Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is not Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is my own way. But Allah must accept it. In my business, in my home, even the wife in the kitchen, how she does certain things, and you want to do your own wishari, please go from here. Let me sort it out. How we do our things, we like it in a certain way. Allah designed every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. And Allah Ta'ala kept this design, the ideal, the ultimate design of life. Allah kept it for Muhammad Rasulullah. When he will be sent, I will give him a complete mode of life, day, night, evening, morning, internally, externally, head to toe. Allah loved it, Allah designed it, Allah gave it to him. Oh Muhammad, this is your way, and that's why you are my Habib. You're my beloved. So easy to become the beloved of Allah. Just stand correctly, Allah says, stand like my beloved. He is standing like my beloved. Look at him. is copying by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one sunnah can make with the beloved of Allah. We don't know which one it will be. That's why we are aspiring for every sunnah. Now we want the bigger sunnahs. We want the sweet sunnahs. People ask now, Hazrat, when it comes to meals, have meat too before or after? Or meat too after and before? The sweet sunnahs we like. Nabi of Allah never had meat too. But we want to know now, what is the sweet sunnahs? But the real sunnahs now, to make our salah sweet, our life sweet, we have to learn them. So tying their hands below, the feet facing towards the Qibla, four fingers apart. And together with that, our heels in a straight line. Sometimes we find one leg is forward a little bit. One leg is forward a bit. And how beautiful Hazrat gives the example. Right? Some banks you go to, this line of cubicles. You're going to go into there, security will open, you enter, he closed the door. Alright, then he got a, there on the door they got a palm, you can put your palm over there. Some places they got the feet, that you make sure you got to stand there properly, then you put your palm, then he shows the green light, then he'll open. Instead of opening, you're pushing, so he'll knock and tell you, stand properly. Stand properly, go front a little bit. So you're standing on the line, so you got to go front, it's so particular. And now put your hand there, then he'll show green, then it'll open. He says the salah standing is same like that. If you're not going to stand correctly, the door to Jannah is not going to open. Because you don't know who you are. You're standing there, you don't recognize it. It's not valid. The biometrics is not clicking, it doesn't look right. He says, you've got to stand correctly. But dunya, we know how to stand, how they tell us to stand. So here's the line, stand over there. When Allah Ta'ala says, I want you to stand in a straight line, stand in a straight line. And here also we have lines. But then we find this complacency. One is standing a little behind, one is standing a little front, and my own feet also. Not in a straight line. The effect of that, as it says, your life will be crooked. Because your legs, your own feet aren't straight, in a straight line. So what's going to happen? How are you going to walk the straight line to pull sirat? If your feet are not in a straight line. Therefore, before salam, we go to look. Is my heels in a straight line? Am I standing straight? My feet facing towards the Qibla. Four fingers apart. Now I make my takbir. Then I tie my hand. Then my sana. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. For the muqtadi, you only read till there. There's no qirat behind the imam. Reading my own salah, then a'uzu, bismillah, surah fatiha, learn about tajweed, read correctly. After wala dhalin, ameen, there's no need to read bismillah again, I can start the surah. Start my surah, read my qirat, etc. Then you go into ruku. Going into ruku also, then the hand from here, where the hand must go, it must go there. Don't put the hand somewhere where it's not supposed to be at that posture. Many people drop their hands. And they stand like that, then they go down. From here it must go on the knees. That's the position for the hands. Now you're doing it consciously. I'm becoming conscious in salah, out of salah I'll be conscious also. So from here now they'll go to the knee. When he goes to the knee, here you find in Kitab, they say that أَخَذَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. He must grab his knees. Not like this. If I have knee people, just be like this on the knees. And the fingers are loose. This is the only posture where you have to grab the knees. So you grab it. You grab the knees and you're looking at your feet. And the back and the head are level in one line. They level in one line. Sometimes, as I mentioned to us also, person is bad now to an elderly sheikh. Oh, is that an usaz? Now he's in the 70s, 80s. Now Hazrat is making ruku like that. I'm an 18-year-old boy too, I'm making ruku like that. My Hazrat makes ruku like this. My Hazrat is old now. His back is paining, he can't go right down. You must see what is the sunnah. What is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? This is how you must make your ruku. Hazrat now will teach you the right thing. You got to follow that. Not that I'm following my Hazrat. I'm following Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you go down and the elbows are locked in. Elbows are locked in. Your legs are locked in also. And the back is straight. The head in line with the back. And now you go down. And when you go down also, then, as it says, although we're seeing in South Africa, but we don't belong to the Springbok Club. That here I go down to like a spring, and you carry on moving. Such as also I go down, I go on Springbok now. I said, hold on, boy, you're not a Springbok. You go down and you stop there. You stop there and you start your tasbihat. Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem. Subhan, that ha must come out. One breath, one tasbih. Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem. Nicely we're praising Allah. Subhana Rabbi al Azim. Subhana Rabbi al Azim. Subhana Rabbi al Azim. You're saying the love, that praise, purity belongs to my Rabb, my Allah. Allah didn't say Rabbana, Rabbi. Allah said Salah is something personal. You say Rabbana, our Rabb. Rabbi means my Rabb. In Salah we say Subhana, Rabbi, my Rabb, my Allah, who is most great, most high, who is benevolent. Purity belongs to my Rabb. Allah is mine. Allah says Salah is between you and me. Something which is personal. So I go into my ruku. Manabam tasbihat. Then I come up from ruku. The between postures also, we stand to the extent, or we stop to the extent that the body parts come to the natural place. Then I just come up and I'm still in the motion. Person has to go into ruku like this, and he just comes up like this and he goes down. He didn't pause for a split second or so, for one subhanallah, salah will not be valid. He has to stop there. He has to stop there, and also a person comes up. He comes up and he's still moving. He has to come to a standstill for that posture to be valid, to be established. He has to come to a standstill for nafsa itminan. Itminan in essence, to be at a standstill in essence, he has to be for one subhanallah, he is absolutely at a standstill. Now that posture has been established. Qawma, he has to come up. According to Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the qawma is wajib. According to one view, means you have to come up properly and stand there. And now going down in sajda, there we have a big problem also. Right? When a person goes down in sajda, the back has to be as straight as possible. But that too, as I mentioned, salah is something which is, there's grace in there, beauty in there. Not like a robot, just drop down. No. Just picture in your mind that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how his salah must have been. How beautiful. So like that, I want to emulate that. I want to emulate that. So how to go down? Now, the incorrect way, yeah, most of us do it like that. From here, we come, go into ruku, we come back up like this, and we go like this into ruku, into sajda. This, Allama Shamishi rahmatullah alayhi, can constitute a second ruku. This can be equal to a second, and into another ruku again, and from there, went into sajda. So you can't go down like this, bend your back. The back is, yes, a person is elderly, or some back problem, then it's different. But the back straight. As far as possible, back straight, and he goes down. And that way, you said, not just drop, but he goes nicely down. And then the Hazrat says also, don't go so slow now. Don't go so slow down. And some people now have an overdose of concentration and khushu also. That he goes on slowly like that. You say, man, what's wrong with this person? Is he on medication or something? He's going to go slow. Not too slow, not too fast, just in between. Salah is something beautiful. Something beautiful. Nice, Dini Salah, so slow also. It has to be just in between speed, comfortable, alhamdulillah. That's how you perform Salah. So when you go down also, so he'll go gracefully down. As he goes down, then the knees will touch, then the hands will go down. The hands will be placed more or less like how you make your takbir. That's why your hands will be on the ground there, and then your face in between. Not here, not there. And the body also is stretched out. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam's body in sajda was stretched out to such an extent that a kid, little goat was able to pass through. Where his belly, thighs was able to pass through. And not too stretched out that you look odd also. And not that you are cringing in also. But just enough now, and if you're reading your salah on your own, then Nabi of Allah, they say his upper arms used to be opened up. But not so much now that your fingers go this way. Here in sajda also, very, very important. This most part of the ummah, maybe more than, maybe 100% or 99.99% don't make sajda correctly. One person heard about a sheikh, and he went to the sheikh, he went to take bi'at. So when he went in the garden where the sheikh was performing salah, the sheikh just finished reading salah, and the closest to the sunnah, also one point comes to mind. Closest to the sunnah is what musalla to use. The closest to the sunnah is the bare ground. Madina Munawwara in the time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was bare ground. That was the closest. We find Lailatul Qadr hadith also, that on that night Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he woke up, there was like mud on his forehead. That's the closest. Now we know to what extent we gone now. We got flying carpets. We got, what do you call it? Memory foam. Memory foam makes us forget which zakat we're reading also. And not permissible. Memory foam, not permissible. Because in sajda is wajib that when you make sajda, you must be able to feel the hardness of the ground. If you don't feel, there's a play still. If you're making sajda on the mattress, there's still a play there. You can't feel the bottom of it. Sajda is not done. Salah is not valid. Salah is not valid. So the very thick memory foams, etc., where you can't feel the ground, then your salah will not be, your sajda will not be established. Salah will not be valid. Now you're making it thicker and more comfortable. No problem. But let the salah be valid at least. So that we've got to be very careful when it comes to these types of musallas also, that we are purchasing or we are making. So to go down, now we go down, the knees will go first and the hands. Here, so that person came. So as he entered into the garden, the shaykh was performing, mashallah, according to the sunnah on the sand. So then he asked the khadim attendant, where's the brother that came to take bi'at? He just finished his salat al-duha. It's chast namaz. What a shaykh. It's chast namaz every day. Where he was reading namaz? He was reading namaz here. When he looked on the ground, and what he noticed, he says, this can't be a sheikh. He says, why, what makes you say that? He says, because the imprint of the fingers on the sand, the fingers are apart. He says, his fingers are not right in sajda. If he's a sheikh, a kamil, his sajda will be correct also. But his fingers are apart. He said, I can't take bed to him. His sajda is not right. His fingers are supposed to be together, but the fingers are open. On that, as I say, he made that murid now, what level he was already. And now when he saw the Shaykh Salah wasn't correct, just the fingers only. So when it comes to sajda, the word that is used in the kitabs is, اِنْضِمَامُ الْأَصَابِعُ اِنْضَمَّ أَصَابِعَهُ means, in Urdu we make translation, ki apni ungliyo ko khub milana means that it must be absolutely close together. Absolutely close together in sajda. Alright, once I ask one youngster, he was Abdullah when he was young. I asked him, "Boy, how many fingers you got?" He said, "I got 8." I said, "How you got 8?" He said, "I got 8 fingers and 2 thumbs." I said, "Also part of your fingers." Because some people, why I'm saying this, they'll do this. So they close their fingers and the thumbs go this way. Or they close the thumbs and this finger here will be loose. So close all 10 fingers. Your 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. Close it all together. Facing towards the Qibla, and how you made your sajda, same like that. And your body is stretched out. Body is stretched out enough that a kid can go in between. If you're in congregation, salah or jama'ah, then you've got to consider now. Somebody next to you, you can't open up your arms. Then you can't go too front, somebody's in front of you. So that you've got to consider. But on your own now, to get the sajda right. And very importantly, is the feet also has to be grounded. Feet has to be facing towards the Qibla. How you're standing in salah, with 4 fingers apart, this is how your feet will be also in sajda. They are the views ulama have, that way you will join the heels together. And it's also one view, to join the heels together. But the important thing, that Fazlur Rahman Sahib has mentioned also, when you go in sajda, don't open up the thighs. They'll be close together as far as possible. Close the thighs up. Close your thighs, your knees. Now what happens when you have it too much open, and you sit down, then your legs are facing that way. Your thighs. So that too must face towards the Qibla. As far as possible. So you go in sajda, that's how you make your sajda, and you lift your feet off the ground, the salah will break. So the feet have to be on the ground. Some people don't realize they're lifting their feet, sometimes they're scratching their feet together. Alright? And sometimes when they're coming up also, be careful. One Mufti Sahib from Gujarat gives the fatwa also. I saw it that time in Jamaat. He gave the fatwa that when you're getting up from sajda and you lift your feet, your salah will break. Now it happens commonly that we're coming to sit. So we lift the feet. It says, they drag the feet. So be careful there also. When you're coming up, just drag the feet together and sit. And when you're sitting now between the two sajdas, where the hands supposed to be, where you're not supposed to be. Where the feet supposed to be, where you're not supposed to be, become conscious. There how we sit between two sajdas, we sit in the tahiyyat also. The toes face towards the Qibla, and the Hadith Sharif says, and the riwayat in the fiqh kitabs, they use a certain word for putting the foot upright. Do you know what the word they use? To make it erect? Nasaba. فَإِذَا فَرَغْدَ فَانْصَبْ Nasaba, what it means? To erect it completely. The right leg has to be absolutely erected. Not this way or that way. Sometimes we just put it like that, the foot. Is it that? It has to be absolutely. And if you haven't been doing it, try to do it and see how your leg will pain. We're not habitual of it. The whole leg will start shaking. Like how you started driving car the first time, how your legs were moving on that. accelerator, how nervous you are. That's how your leg will feel when you put it absolutely erect. And the left foot must touch you as far as possible. So even the toes of the left foot now are touching the right foot. That's facing towards the Qibla also. And your right foot toes are facing towards the Qibla as far as possible. So you've got to practice it. Salah is something to practice to perfect. Right. Now we are going for, what do you call it, advance? What the car this thing? Advanced driving. We're going for advanced driving lessons now. Right, because we're driving this type of cars. And we got certificates. And we're proud of it. Now I can handle the car, high speed. Whether it's an oil patch, whether it's a water patch, whether there's this, whether there's that, I can handle it. Hazrat says, when you're doing Salah, yes, we're going supersonic speed. We're going Mi'raj right now. We're going Mi'raj right now. So how you should learn your Salah? That's why Hazrat teaches us also, when you tying our hands in Salah, it's like when you are taking off on your Boeing, A380, it says now you got to buckle up. Buckle up because you're going 35,000 feet above sea level. And buckle up, there'll be a bit of turbulence. And how you make sure you buckle up. Says Allah is saying, you also buckle up properly. Like how my Habib did it, because you're not 35,000 feet. Here you're going to the seventh heaven, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So tie it up properly so shaitan can't come in between. Shaitan can't come in between. So buckle up properly. Make sure you're doing it properly. So now you can start your salah. But if this is not right, it's loose, then concentration is loose. Shaitan will gap in. So when you're sitting, you sit correctly. The hands will be on the thigh. Different riwayat, ahadith. Some say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed his hand on the thigh. Some say he made a luqma. He made a ball with his knee. So, Mufti Mutahara sahab would mention that we make jama' bain al-riwayat. We combine all these ahadith. So the palms just are on the knee and the fingers just overlap the thigh. The hands and the thigh and the fingers just overlap the knee. If you try it, we'll see what I'm talking about now. Alright, so the fingers just go over the knees. Also facing the direction of the Qibla. Not fully apart, the fingers are closed, naturally apart. And not sitting like this, or sitting like that, with their hands, but facing towards the Qibla. So my palm is on my thighs. You know where the thighs start from? From below the knee. Where the thigh starts from? Above the knee, bhai. Above the knee. So the thigh starts from this. So the hands is over the thigh, and the fingers just go over the knee a bit. That's it. Facing towards the Qibla. Alright? This way the hand will go. And also we don't pull the hands. We pick up our hands. Sometimes you find the musalla, there's all, you can see the design of his fingers over there. When he's going down also, then he's also pushing his hands like that also. It's a lazy namaz. Lazy namaz is the namaz of the munafiqeen. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When the munafiqeen, hypocrites, is to stand for salah, is to stand kusala lazily. And now we have to read the namaz now, kusala. So, that's the salah of a munafiq. That salah curses the person performing namaz. May Allah destroy you like how you destroyed me. When you're performing namaz, the salah is, Hazrat says, salah is cursing you. How are you going to be successful in your life? If the salah is cursing you. Do it correctly, then the dua, the salah will make dua for you. May Allah protect you as you protected me. In the protection of Allah. There's a percentage for the concentration. Some have 1/10, some have 1/20, some people have 1/50 percentage of concentration. Some Allah Ta'ala says, the Hadith Sharif says, that the salah just rises above the head, just a little above, it turns into a dirty rag and flung back at your face. May Allah destroy you. How you destroyed me? You just said your namaz like that, up and down. With no concentration, no worry about sunnah also. So how to lift the hands? It's an art of performing salah, then going back into sajda. Between the two sajda, the dua to be read. In ruku also, in qoma. Alright? Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Rabbana lakal hamd. O Rabbana walakal hamd. Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd. Different riwayat. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. We can read the duas. The Fadhlur Rahman sahab mentioned, for the muqtadi, when he started reading the dua, as he's getting up, Imam sahab is saying, Sami'a Allah, you are saying, Rabbana walakal hamd. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. So as you're getting up, that's the Imam's tasbih, Sami' Allah. Your tasbih, so to say now, is Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Then after you get up, the Imam Sahib is finishing Sami' Allahu liman hamida. Now you're reading loudly, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. You're supposed to be reading it already as you're getting up. Then by the time you're up, you almost finished with it, you can add your du'as to it. Then you're going down also, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, 3 times. And there also, in sajda, where you look at the tip of your nose. You look at the, now you are now focusing your eyes. This is practice for you for other salah. So you look at the tip of your nose. And what happens sometimes, or commonly, in Fard Salah, you put away hands here. You put away the hands here, and we are half asleep. So we can't even see the tip of the nose. We can't see the some people almost is closed to. They're making sajda like that. Is that too far apart? Is that closed also? Is the kawi made of takbirah tahrima? So look at the tip of the nose. When you're sitting now for tashahud, you look at the lap. Not at the ground, not at your fingers. You look at your lap. So then you come back up for. So when you're coming back up also, then as you keep your back as straight as possible. And you don't, when you finished your tashahud also, you're coming back up. Alright? Original sunnah is, you put your hands immediately on your thighs and you come up. Not on the ground. Yes, a person has some back problem, elderly, he's aged, etc. He needs support on the ground. Then it's fine. But to go straight down with your hands, this is the Hanafi mazhab. Coming up from the ground also, putting your hands and pushing yourself up, is that the Hanafi mazhab. That has to be done correctly. Then you stand up, your second rakah, then you sit for tashahud. Sit for tashahud is the same way how we sit. Alright? Look at your lap, making at-tahiyyat also. At-tahiyyat is learned the correct at-tahiyyat. You know in Maktab that time we learned at-tahiyyatu lillahi, at-tahiyyatu. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Stop there. Stop at wa tayyibat. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا الله now you raise the fingers. But the Father Rahman Sahib says, just before that already you make your ring. The ring is these two fingers, not three. Many people make it like this. So they're making a ring now with this, with three fingers. So these two are tucked in. His two fingers are tucked in, you make with this, then you raise your finger. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When you drop it down, illallah, it doesn't touch here, but it's still suspended. It's halfway, you can see suspended, and you leave it till there. Halfway, suspended. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you drop it there. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh, then you durood Ibrahim, then you dua at the end of the salah. And all that time now, you'll focus yourself, your eyes will be upon your lap. When you're making salam now, how to make salam correctly? If our salam is correct in salah, we'll make correct salam out of namaz. Now we know when it comes to salam, subhanallah, the amount of riwayat that we have, how many qiraats. Alright, one person says you got the Pakistani type, you got the India type, Malaysian type, South African salam, you got the Cape Townian salam, PE salam, a very friendly type one. Alright, and alhamdulillah, they got different types of salam. And I salams. Salams. So not even proper salam. Maulana says in the old day, when you had to phone somewhere, they had this operator in between. They had to phone the operator. Alright, they'll take your call. They were saying that time in Transvaal. So there was Afrikaans predominantly. So you phone the operator, you give the number that you want to call. Alright, so they plug in the whatever the wire is and they connect you, the call coming through. So when they connect you, the operator can still hear what the two people are speaking, then they'll disconnect. So Maulana said that one time somebody phoned, please connect me to so and so. So the lady very politely, she asked him, are you a Muslim? He said, yes. He said, when I connect the Muslims, why whenever they start speaking, they like sway one another? He said, what do you mean? He said, whenever I connect to Muslims, the first thing you say, exhale your cop slang. Exhale your cop slang. I'll hit you on the head. He says, no, he says, assalamu alaikum. He said, but the way you say it, exhale your cop slang. He said, make the salam properly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some people, salam, salam alaikum. Even make salam, wa salam. But didn't hear, wa alaikum assalam, assalamu alaikum. Say it properly. It's such a powerful dua. As I say, do you understand that salam, when you're leaving home, you say, almost met in an accident. What saved you was that dua. When you left home, your mother said, wa alaikum assalam. The wife said, wa alaikum assalam. May Allah Ta'ala, who is the possessor of peace and safety, be with you. That dua saved you. You don't understand it. It didn't happen that I just got saved. Lucky. It wasn't luck. It was a dua. Salam is a powerful dua. When your mother Sahib mentioned one time also, certain place there was mouth disease. So they went to the ulama. How do we control this? It's just spreading. say, make salam common. Make salam common. What salam means? May Allah tell us, peace be with you. And the rahmat of Allah. And the barakat of Allah. That became the shifa, ilaj for that mouth disease disappeared. Just through salam. So how to make salam? We start from here. From the front. And you start with the proper hamza at the beginning. Alif. We call it alif. As-salamu alaykum. From here, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Not as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Imam Sahib also making salam. He starts from here. We start with the imam. Not after he says wa rahmatullah, then I start. As the imam is making as-salamu, as he reaches the meem of as-salamu, I already started my salam. That is salam with the imam, and we are commanded, إِذَا كَبَّرَ الْإِمَامُ فَكَبِّرُوا وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَارْكَعُوا وَإِذَا سَجَدَ فَاسْجُدُوا. So we are taught in the hadith, when he makes takbir, you make takbir. When he makes ruku, you make ruku. He makes sajda, you make sajda. He makes salam, you make salam also. What does it mean to do with him? That you write behind him. So his salam also is as-salamu, you already started your salam with the imam. But not before him. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam needs to make salam. The sahabi says, yara bayadu khaddihi. You could see the whiteness of his cheek from behind. Now, commonly the salam habit, salam alaykum wa rahmatullah, salam alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi of Allah returned his entire head completely, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. From behind you go see the whiteness of the cheek. That's the correct salam. And who you making salam to? Not the late comers. People, assalamu alaykum. Well, he's late still. Then you make here too, and you stop the salam, he came late also. He says, no. You're making salam to the malaika. You're addressing the malaika. This tartib now, if you are the imam sahab, then when you're making salam to the right, you will make intention for all your muqtadis on the right. You're making salam to them and to the angel. And to the angel that are on my shoulders on the right hand side. Al-Mulif Fahim sahab mentioned, their name is Al-Kiram al-Katibin. This is their title. What was the name? Any name they got? Raqibun Atid. Khair, you got two malaika. One on the right, one on the left. Hazrat says, if we make salam consciously, to the malaika every day, more than 5 times a day, we need so many rakats every day. Alright? If you do make salam to him, consciously are making salam to this angel, your yaqeen and conviction in the unseen will increase. It's a whole exercise. Because I'm making salam consciously, there's an angel here right now, you're reminding yourself. So your yaqeen and your conviction in the unseen on the maghibat will increase also. After you make salam, so Imam Sahib will make niyat for the muqtadis there, and for the salihil jinn, the pious jinnat are there also, in the congregation there also. Then he makes salam, so then he brings his head to the center again. And from here again he says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All the muqtadis on the left, the pious jinnat, musallis. The musalli behind the Imam, he'll make salam to the right, the intention will be making salam to my Imam, to the angels, musallis on the right. Come back here, again salam to my imam, to the angel, and musalli is on the left, and the pious jinnah. If he is now to the left of the imam, so with his right salam, he make intention of the imam sahab, all the muqtadis to his right. And the left salam, he make intention of only the musalli and the pious jinnah, not imam sahab. Now, look at the detail in it. Meaning, consciously the fuqaha and the jurists have mentioned this in the kitab for us to do it. So this sunnah right now is a dead sunnah. Who wants the reward, they can take it. Revive the sunnah. So make the niyat when you're making the salam. When you finish make the second salam, then it is adab, it is etiquette, that you bring our head to the front again. And now we finish off our namaz. Not this now, we look there, we over, we bring our head back, and now we finished off our salah. This is more or less how you form our salah correctly. Once we've got this, at least the outer, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, perform salah as you see me performing salah. How are we going to do this? Nabi of Allah is not here. But he gave the command that you must do this. Perform salah like how you see me. How you have seen me performing salah. That is why ulama from this hadith you understand that we are instructed directly to go and learn salah from somebody that learns salah from somebody that learns salah from somebody. Till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a chain, like how we have a chain for hadith. I learned hadith from this ustaz and this ustaz. The demand of this hadith demands from everyone that I have a chain for my namaz also. That I learn salah from so and so. Hazrat mentioned this now. Another gave us his chain also. I learned Salah from my one Ustaz, Hafiz Sallu Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. Then I learned Salah from Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. Then I learned Salah from Hafiz Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. From three or four people, I learned from them. They learned from so and so, and they learned from so and so, and they learned from so and so. The whole chain of Salah that I learned. Now you see the power of your namaz. Now I'm reading Salah authentically with a chain. We write to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I'm fulfilling the command of this hadith. Read Salah as you have seen me performing Salah. So we learn Salah also to share with our brothers, our Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib, our Fazlur Rahman Sahib, our Sheikh Al Hadith, our Musa Patel Sahib, our one Ustaz. So we learn from them also. And they learn from their Asatiza. And there goes upright to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the Salah becomes the real true Salah. Now people Asatiz will ask, well, now sometimes the Imam Sahib, his namaz is not right. Now we're learning Salah. And it'll happen naturally. I know my how to perform Salah. Now my eyes will fall. Other Muslims, hey, check his namaz. He's not reading it right. He doesn't know. He's an alim also. He studied, but check his namaz. His feet are not right. His thing is crooked. He's going to irritate you. He's going to trouble you. But his namaz is not right. Now how do I tell him now? Alright? How do I make Islam? No alim is above reproach. He's also a human being. That's why the muzakara has to go on. It happens. We begin to falter. We begin to slip. So it has to be always rectified and corrected. So even the alim also, the imam sahab sometimes also, that you slip up, you got an old habit and hasn't rectified. Now how do I rectify my imam sahab? How do I rectify the alim? So tell another alim that I know. So please, if you could, or put in a certain group. Or we say that if you do it quickly, we like quick fix, damage control, write a small note, put in imam sahab's shoes. But don't get caught. Oh, his window is a little bit open, drop a note in the... Out of love you doing it. Not just to call you, not to show him I know namaz better than you, but for his namaz to get better. Right? If his tire was punctured, you stand there by the car. Hey, Mawlana, your tire is punctured. Jazakallah, bhai. Mawlana, I'll change it for you also. So if his tire of salah is punctured, I should be worried also. Is that right? The A came out from his namaz now. Now how do I assist my imam sahab? So the window a little bit open, write a note, drop it in the car, he'll see it. That time, sometimes it's more effective. Why? He doesn't know who wrote this note. So if he knows it's you, then more than often now, with the imam or somebody else, he'll avoid you. Read somewhere else. He doesn't know who it is now, so he'll make sure my namaz is correct now, he'll be even more awake. So what happens? This is what you wanted, the desirable outcome. That came into play, alhamdulillah. So in this way we can have fikr for everybody. Whether it be my father also, whether it be my father, whether it be my imam sahab, a certain alim, a certain student, hafiz al-Quran, I can see I learn my namaz, I want to share it. So in this way, write a small note, put it in the shoe, put it in the temple, put it in the car, whatever it is. So at least he'll get now the rectification of his salah. His salah is correct, our salah is correct. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله.
We forgot brothers are sleeping and making loud zikr, so disturb the brothers also. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين أو كريم رحيم الله. يا الله, the beautiful night in the month of Ramadan, يا الله, give us the shawk and desire to correct our salah, يا الله, يا الله, you correct our salah, our taharat, correct our lives, O my Allah, the use of our eyes, our tongues, our hands, our feet, our ears. Ya Allah, make our complete islah internally, externally, from head to toe, O my Allah. Ya Allah, islah of our thoughts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, islah of our ears and our hearing, our sight. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us every step of our life, O my Allah. Make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, correct our lives, Ya Allah. We have qaza, give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to cover up our qaza. Ya Allah, from today till our maut, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq never to miss one salah in the masjid behind the imam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq. Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah min dhurriyati Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just one note, my dear brothers, very 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 important, like how we have in the muzakara, it should be an ongoing thing inshallah, every month, every 2-3 months, so we have this muzakara on salah, where we can ask our local imams, local ulama, to please do for us a demonstration. When the desire will come from the musallis, then the ulama will consider it. Otherwise, just for them to come forward, what happens, there is a program, just few attend. But if we, like how we have tashkil for everything else, alright, we book the courts, we're going back to the old masla again. We give every da'wat. We're going fishing, we want a full crowd. Alright? So when it comes to salah demonstration, we're calling everybody. Ma'ala, you come away. We've got all the friends Saturday night, alright? And give us a salah demonstration. Give us a wuzu demonstration. The Ali radiallahu anhu, the Usman radiallahu anhu, they used to go to the marketplace. They used to call the businessmen together. Let us show you how we learned to perform wudu from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they would teach him in the marketplace. So we have companies also. We've got so many staff. Right, today we're calling a certain alim. We want a musalla at the workplace. We're going to learn how to make wuzu. We empowered our staff at least. All this salah now, we're getting the full reward of it. Doesn't mean I must not perform salah now. I must still perform my namaz. But at least I facilitated. So my business became now a place of deen also. Became a markaz of deen. So these things we can do within our businesses also. Call the alim. I got so many staff working over here. Alright, so many don't know Quran Sharif also. Now I have to teach them. It's my responsibility. One is that part of our life. More important, if we can say more important, is our ladies at home. Alright? Then how is the quality of their salah? One, I'm making the effort for my namaz. Alright, so from my side now, alhamdulillah, I'm coming right. Whether she sees it or not. But she won't see it now if her namaz is not right. Sister, say you crooked. Like how that buzruk also. Alright? Where somebody came to take bayat to him, knocked the door of the house, the wife opened, said, I'm looking for Hazrat. What Hazrat are you talking about? He said, no, he stays there. He's no Hazrat. He's like this and he's like that and everything else. Then Hazrat came home. He said, somebody came to take bed to it. They don't know what kind you are. Alright, so he wanted to prove to her what a wali of Allah is. He said, you saw there was somebody flying on a carpet today. He said, yeah, what a big buzruk that was. He said, it was me. He said, no wonder you're flying crooked. He said, yeah, Allah, can't win with this woman. So So my salah, I'm trying to get right. What about fikr for my wife? It's a very, very grave masla. Ulama say on the day of Qiyamah, if I don't bring deen in my home to my wife and my children and my daughters, on the day of Qiyamah, they will catch my hand. You gave me dunya, you didn't give me deen. Now I'm destined to the fire of Jahannam, I'm taking you with me. You will not be saved. Because just as our responsibility for our wives and children is the food, mat'am, mashrab, malbas, maskan, all these terms are used now. Is the food, the drink, the clothing and shelter. More than that, more than the responsibility, the farz upon the husband is the deen. This we lose out. Here we say, we're giving you everything, you're not giving her deen. So the appeal, my dear brothers, the appeal is that alhamdulillah for our families and our wives, alhamdulillah, she got a personal trainer, alhamdulillah. She's got a personal pedicure, manicure coming home, alhamdulillah. She calls the sisters, she calls the daughters, she calls everybody. They're coming home to do everything. Get one apa to come home, teach the ladies at home salah. Alhamdulillah, we have competent apas around us. Oh, tell the wife, contact that apa. Saturday, we're taking all our ladies, you're going to learn namaz. Go the whole morning, learn the taharat, learn the wuzu, learn the ghusl, whether we can put cutex, we can put nail polish, whether we can do this type of hair treatment, make the hair waterproof, my ghusl is not made. Go then ask the apa. Connect them to the apa. So at least you got any queries, now they're connected, our life will become easy. Now whether it's right or wrong, they've got a point of contact. So we're doing everything for them. At least do this for their salah and for their deen. We have many, many madrasas, ladies here down the road. We have Al-Khair, we've got Tandale Avenue, we've got Salihin there in Sherwood. We've got individual apas at home, alhamdulillah, as ulama ikram. We've got so many ladies in the family. Will apa come to us, teach our ladies namaz, etc. If she can't come, we'll bring the ladies there. And we see in a very short span of time, once our ladies take to this, then subhanallah, the house will be flying after that. And you will also be flying namaz time. She won't leave you in the house. You'll also fly. She says, namaz, you've got to move. The fikr came in her, it'll come in her children also. So at least this we can make a plan and start thinking from now. I'm going to connect my wife and my children also. So if we want, I'm going to make mashwara, where to do it, how to do it. Ask ulama ikram, where are I here to? How do I connect my family? Where do I send them? Who do I contact? Life will become very easy for us, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us to make amal, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, inshallah.